Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ghouls. How are you? This is Miss Latoya Bird, also known as Miss Controversy, also known as Miss Butterfly Bird, on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. I'm happy to showcase, vibrate, and elevate our new segment. And I'm happy to be a network that showcases shows and events and activities that raises the frequency of our community. And so there you have it. Good morning, ghouls. Yes, I'm from Ghouls. And if you don't know it, just Google Ghouls, Florida, and find out a little bit about this awesome, awesome town, this awesome group of people. And like many black communities, we have a lot of negativity going on. However, I think it's time for us to highlight the good news that is all around us as well. And so this is my effort to do just that. Recently, we've had so many killings. We've had so many, bad things happen in our community around us, loved ones, friends, family members. And it's just time to tighten up and to be the solution. It's one thing to talk about what should be good, and it's another thing to actually talk about it, devise a plan, and then execute it. And that's what we're doing here on Good Morning Ghouls. And so I have a interesting story that I would like to highlight for our first show, and you may have heard of it. It's called the James Allen Dasher story, or the James Allen Dasher case. And the reason why I wanted to highlight this for our first show is because this is relevant to ghouls. You know, this town has a rich history that is going to be lost if we don't do what we need to do to hold on to it. We have a cultural responsibility. We have a community responsibility. And I thought that this would be a perfect story to highlight on our first episode, okay? So I have none other than Valerie D. Jones and Rick Brown, who have the inside components of this interesting story, okay? And I want to give a shout-out to all the families and ghouls that are doing positive things in the community. So shouts out to everyone. And I look forward to you guys reaching out to me so you can showcase, you know, the good news, the positive things that are happening. So I'm looking forward to that. So I have Valerie and Rick on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. Good morning, Ghouls.
Hey, good morning, Valerie and Rick. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm super hyped this morning. No espresso. This is all hype. This is all passion over here. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in on this very early morning. Now, I'm going to get straight to it because, you know, our show is kind of short, but I think we can get the nuts and bolts of this interesting case, this interesting story, and find out what happened and why should this be of interest to ghouls. How can we utilize this as good news for ghouls? So I don't know, both of you guys know so much about the story. Whoever wants to like dive in and maybe give us a little snapshot about what is the James Allen Dasher story? What happened?
Yeah, I want to first jump before you start, Mr. Ricky. I want to jump in and say that I'm glad that you're doing this show, because I Googled Ghouls, Florida this morning because I grew up in the neighboring city, well, Miami, pretty much the same thing. but I was unable to locate a news feed that reported good news regarding ghouls. I found stuff like 5 shot and killed in a grocery store, 31 get money soldiers busted on drug charges in a ghouls housing project. It was all negative. So I'm very appreciative of the fact that you would take time out to do something like this, because only the negative is being highlighted, because this chocolate city that's represented by, what, I think the percentage is like 54 African-Americans who live in this small town. So it's definitely time to highlight the good, and definitely time to solve some of these issues, since this country is in such an oppressed state.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for that. Thank you.
All right. So
well,
who is James Allen Dasher?
Growing up in Goose, I learned a lot along the way that I've seen over years change that really reflects a dismal picture for the African American growing up in Goose now. James Dasher is a family member, a cousin, and I knew him well growing up, and he's been incarcerated for 34 years now. He's been incarcerated that period of time for crimes that we feel, his family feels, crimes that haven't been represented in the proper form. He's been, in a nutshell, hoodwinked. this case has so many details that spell out some of the things that have been going on in that community and surrounding communities that reflect a bad situation for the African-American growing up in Goose back then, and probably still so now. It's been a lot of years since I've lived in Goose, but nevertheless, I have been exposed to some of the situations that come from that area. In terms of guys being arrested on false charges or prosecuted in prison, on false allegations. And James Dasher's case is a prime example, where you have a victim that says she couldn't say that it was him. It was a guy named Willie that she suggested that it was a guy named Willie that her and her family knew. That a situation where there is evidence that points to someone else that doesn't match James Dasher, fingerprint evidence and forensic evidence that point to someone else that doesn't match James Dasher. All these things, and still this man has been sentenced to 3 life sentences and has served time on those 3 life sentences for 34 years now.
Wow. So you mean to tell me he's been behind bars with evidence pointing in all the other directions except him?
Exactly.
And he's just sitting there. And so if you're listening in, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Good Morning Ghouls, and we're talking about how this story, James Allen Dasher, how it's impacting our community. So yet again, we have another life that's being incarcerated, falsely accused. And then my next thing is, like, what do we do? How does the community deal with that and address that and turn this injustice into a divine injustice? Because if we just let our relatives sit in jail knowing that they are innocent, we are doing a disservice. And it's so much of that going on. And even with those of us who have family members who are incarcerated and forget about them, that is also an injustice. And we have this story repeated over and over in communities across the United States, and it's time for us to do something.
Exactly.
So what are you all doing right now to relieve this, you know, this tragedy?
Well, the first thing we have to do is stop romanticizing the subject. That's the very first thing that we have to do, because that hinders us from progression. We have to understand that when you have a crime where there's a false allegation, there isn't just one victim, there are two victims. Because by labeling a woman a victim before any evidence has been admitted, we impliedly rush to the judgment and declare that this allegation, declare the allegation to be factual. And then such a description does a great disservice to the presumed innocent who are accused of such crimes. So that's the very first thing, is to start romanticizing the subject. So we're not saying today that things such as rape, such as was a rape charge, that it's not an abhorrent crime. But what we're saying is we got to first stop trivializing it. We include among it its victims who might be false accusers. So when there's so much dissension in the country, you really have to acknowledge the facts. You really have to, you know, break it down before submitting these people to the court of public opinion, because lives are being affected all around. Again, the accused lives, the victims' lives, the family, society, all of us are going in. You know, so what we're doing today is trying to heighten the awareness as well as bring attention back to James's case, because this man has been behind bars for 34 years now, and it's time out. We need to seek justice for James. So I'll give, Mr. Brown the floor, and then hopefully at the end we can send people to their website and we can tell them how to get involved.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to provide that to the listeners. And before we do that, I am moved to talk a little bit more about James. Now, from what I understand, James grew up here in Goulds. Is that correct?
Yes.
And who are some of the key players that have been helpful in this effort in the community or in your family?
Well,
are there
make
any
a correction
institutions?
There.
Uh-huh.
Let me make a correction there. Partly grew up in Goulds. He actually grew up in an area called Princeton, and then the family moved to Goulds when the homes were just built over behind what used to be Brown's Lounge, right off Alapata. And then he was arrested from the Goulds area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you guys been pushing forward with this effort to raise awareness?
Well, the campaign to try to get people focused and realizing what we have found to exist. This has only been going about a little less than a year now, but we've been traveling back and forth on James Dasher's case, most of his incarceration, and my mother, Minnie Hart, his aunts,
and children, I understand
Tate,
as well.
Ms. Bird, Marion Bird,
mm-hmm.
his children, his sisters and brothers, a number of family members have been traveling back and forth, either to see him at other locations before he was transferred to Dade Correctional, to see him at other locations further up in the state, or to go back and forth to parole hearings or to court hearings or whatever. So we've been in touch with his case since the inception, since his arrest. But here recently, we've, you know, started a campaign to try to, one, you know, make people aware of what's going on, and then, two, solicit, you know, legal help to, you know, change this situation. And most recently, we've managed to, you know, get his case before several entities to take a look at his case. And I would suggest to some of the listeners, if you're seeking legal help, institutions like the Innocence Clinic at the University of Miami, the Innocence Project as a whole, which is, I'm pretty certain, national, but it has certain divisions in other cities, you know, but in your city, there is, or in your immediate area, may not be in your particular city, but in your immediate area, there should be some outreach from the Innocence Project that you may be able to get in touch with to see what the possibility is, that they may be able to look at a case that where a person in your family or someone you know have been affected likewise.
Okay.
Valerie?
Yeah, and piggybacking on the Innocence Project, they do this all the time, and they've actually helped to exonerate people who have been convicted of crimes they haven't committed. So considering all the flaws in our system, you definitely, if the Innocence Project is something that could assist your case, then you definitely want to visit their website. They do have a website. I think it's innocenceproject.org. And then also you can go to the James Allen Dasher website if you can't find that link, because there is an active link on that page that will lead you to the Innocence Project. And then you kind of peruse the site and find out more information, not limited to how you can volunteer and get involved, how you can make donations, just how you can spread the word, because this is a huge problem in our community. And it's not just about a certain class or race or culture. It's everybody's problem. So I just wanted to interject and put that in there.
And I'm going to piggyback on what you said as well, because injustice has no, like, you know, it's not just out for a certain group of people. Injustice can fall on anybody, and it's our responsibility to turn it into a divine injustice. When injustice is happening, we just let it happen. That person is who has been killed, murdered, incarcerated. All of that is in vain if we don't stand up and fight for it and turn it around and make sure that we know that we're putting our best foot forward, our best efforts for it not to happen again. And that's how you have change. And I've been hearing a lot of talk in our communities about what is the solution? What should we do? What should we do? And it's evident. It's evident that we shouldn't allow these injustices to go swept under the rug. And in this case, swept under the rug for now 34 years, it is definitely time for us to turn this injustice into a divine injustice so that we can, you know, celebrate this good news and celebrate unity. Because that's what I hear when I hear you guys talking about this story, the family coming together, the community coming together and putting all your energy and efforts to seek solutions. So you shared about the Innocence Project. Any other successes that you've experienced since you guys have started this campaign that may help other people in the community with incarcerated loved ones?
Well, me, I can't say this enough, is we need to really get people all riled up, you know, and because there's a great divide. We've got some people who have sensationalized crime and to the point where it's not a big deal. It isn't true if it's not happening to me. It isn't until it infiltrates your home, infiltrates your life, your community, or whatever, that we deem this relevant. So the very first step is to, one, look within and say, hey, this is a problem. Two, we live in beautiful America, so what can we do to beautify America again? Because the system is corrupt. We need to dismantle the system. The system is oppressing us. There's so many problems, so many layers. But again, there's mm-hmm. good news, as in your case, good news. So if we just look at it, we talk about it, we start working together, we start stop trying to choose sides, because we got so many other things going on in this world. If we just learn to just work together again, just talk, and we, God, I get so anxious and excited and angry at the same time that I just kind of experience a plethora of emotions when we talk about stuff like this. And then when I think about people like James, it pisses me off even more, because what James is going through is mirrored what I see in the news. Just yesterday, 5 teens their case was released. They had been accused of rape, falsely accused of rape, and this person knew that she had falsely accused them, and the father was involved. So we got so many stories that we deal with every day. The hashtags aren't enough. Talking about it on social media isn't enough. We really got to just put a stop to it. We got to stop romanticizing the struggle and really just say, hey, look, enough is enough. People be responsible. People, you know, if you see something wrong, find a way to talk to the person or find a way to resolve the issue, and let's just get out here, work together, and make this just a better country, because it affects all of us at the end of the day, and it's just exhausting getting up every day, putting on a happy face, when in reality, what are we really dealing with, and what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to replace that reality? It's just insane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just frustrated sitting here talking about it, and I'm trying to put on a happy face, but I know that if we work together, then we can resolve all of these issues.
That's right. That's right. And I need to give you an awesome applause for that, because that is exactly what's going on. All of us are upset. All of us are tired. And I'm glad that there are a few of us that are hitting the pavement. And that's exactly what I'm getting ready to do right now in Ghouls. And in search for good news, I understand that you have to get out there and you have to connect with people. You know, you said it's not enough for the hashtags. It's not enough for doing whatever you need to do behind your computer. You have to get out and touch and connect with people and find out what is the solution. What do you need? How could I help you underneath this household? What solutions will be realistic to you, and how can I help? Because that's what's going to start a upward spiral, a positive trend towards being awake and realizing that it takes our decision making, it takes how we respond to problems and how we respond to help as well, if we want to make some real change. And I think it's very tangible, and I think Ghouls has a great day ahead of it, and it's so in all of our communities, because there's so much going on in our communities that is not being highlighted. And people like Mona Lisa Weber with Probation Station and Voss Stinson with Unconquered Mind Service Group that are actually touching the lives of the people out here in the community and finding out what can we do to help you, and let's do it. And Valerie, I share that same passion and frustration, and I know Rick does too, and that's why I'm happy that you guys are on the show today. Rick, did you have any closing words that you wanted to say about how this is going to be a great news, a good news, not just for Ghouls, but just for people that are seeking exonerations, people that are seeking, you know, justice?
Well, there's a new day, and it used to be a situation where when these things happen, they were hush-hush, and they were pushed aside. The families didn't even talk about it. And the system basically was able to move continually in the direction that these things were going, because the families were, hush-hushed, or that's taboo, or they took the position that, you know, there was nothing they could do. well, it is something that can be done, you know, and this is a new day, and it's time for things to start happening that says something can be done, you know, and you have to make yourself accessible to information about the things that can be done. We got to get out of this complacency of thinking that someone else, you know, will get it done for us. We have a responsibility
All right.
to our communities. We have a responsibility to our communities that says what can be done, you know, and we have to move on that responsibility. We can't just, you know, stand idly for 34 years and hope that this man will walk away from prison. A prime example of what I'm saying, you know, and I know my time is short, but a prime example of what I'm saying is Jimmy Melvin from Homestead, Florida. Spent 34 years in prison. He died in prison as a result of a false charge. The young lady tried to recant and tried to make it clear that this was a false charge. She was not allowed. And that is a prime example of the kinds of things that went on back then that are still going on today if we don't step up and make the difference. Because we have to hold the people that we put in place by votes, by appointments, by selection, we have to hold those people accountable to us. If they can't be accountable to us, they don't need the office, you know. If they can't, you know, move in responsible ways and do things with a mind of responsibility, then they can't hold the office, you know. And just as much as we have the power to put people in offices, we have the power to remove them from office. And that's the thing that black folk really got to come to understand, you know, in terms of how it is that, you know, the African-American community there in Goose is going to have to make changes.
That's right. Let me interject once more. I'll be derelict in my duty if I didn't pay homage to the Boyce Watkins channel, who is assisting us as well as other outlets, and Roosevelt Mitchell, who's helping us get our videos out there, get that word out there.
Absolutely.
Just hit, yeah, because of them we're able to really push this thing and call to arm.
Absolutely.
We need the support that we need to stir up this conversation. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to highlight Boyce Watkins. If you don't know who that is, please Google him. And also check out the JamesAllenDasher.com website. Get your T-shirt, support. Find out what's going on in similar cases. This website is a real resource for the community. Make sure you do that. Also, check out divineinjustice.com. Help your family. Help your family. Protect your rights. Protect what is an asset to you by getting justice. And justice is available. You just got to go and get it. You understand the community? Listen, it is Good Morning Ghouls. This is our first show. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout-out to Dub City Barbershop, Mr. Jeff Harris. Hopefully I can have him on the show. Please call in, get in contact with me at goodmorningghouls.com. And I want to hear the good news that's going on in our community. And not just ghouls. It's everywhere. It's important to highlight good news all over, all right? And, again, this is a deliberate attempt to save our kids, to save our relationships, to save our community, and to create culture. You understand me, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for being on the Vibrate and Elevate Network for our new show, Good Morning Ghouls. Thank you, and peace and blessing.
Yeah.